Today in the Life of the Branch, what happens when you fail?
Fail.
Welcome to August 2025. Christ leads us to thrive in August here at the Branch. Claim Him now as your Savior and Lord. We're excited to be the light of Jesus here at the Branch. Ridge Branch Baptist Church is located at 390 Ridge Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, just a short distance down from the AGY Manufacturing Corporation. Turn on to Ridge Branch Road and go a mile and a quarter and you'll see the church. Please stop and come on in and praise God together with us. Here at the Branch, we're excited about Bible study each Sunday morning at 9:45. And after that, we gather into our worship center and thriving praise and worship music and preaching every single Sunday at 10:30 a.m. here at the worship center. On Wednesday night, we have our praise, prayer, and Bible study time, along with some music. Along with that, we'd love to have you on Wednesday night to make your midweek a place to thrive into the rest of your week and recharge your faith. Once again, welcome to the webcast today, and may God bless you the entire month of August 2025 as you thrive in Christ this month. Let's pray. Oh Lord Jesus, thank you for your forgiveness. Forgiveness of our wrongdoings, sin, misgivings, doubts. It's so prophetic in our lives if we only lean on you, O God, and not our own understanding. For you are in a dwelling place of love and kindness. You are a forgiving God, and Father, help us to go to you often with our sins and our misgivings and our wrongdoings so that we can come boldly before you. Thank you for the blessings you poured out on us each and every day. Father, when we get dry in our mouths from eating crust, may you fill our house with feasting. Father, we're in conflict constantly because we have sinned, some great and some small. Father, we ask that you would truly give us courage to be a person of few words and cool in argument. And Father, may we understand that when we fail, and we're going to, that you are there and you will be there. Bless today through our failures and successes, and may you receive all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today we turn again to the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 7, and we've just gone through a couple of stories from Joshua. First being, how do you get here to there through the story of getting into the promised land, and then we talked about the lessons of the stones, and then we came out last week and how we overcome obstacles, and they had to overcome the flooded, swollen river, the Jordan, at that time when they crossed the river into the promised land. And now we come to the first battle of the new promised covenant of Abraham, the land that flowed with milk and honey, and the grapes were big and so big you had to have two men tote the rack from the vineyard to the grave, to the house. And so it was all good. And at this point, Joshua and the people of Israel had experienced only victory. Only victory, man. You know, when you get on a roll, you just seem like everything is falling in place. Everything is coming together. Man, all of a sudden, the bottom drops out. Have you ever had the bottom drop out? Have you ever had a terrible thing happen after such a great mountaintop experience? Whether that be spiritually, whether that be physically, whether that be mentally or relationally, we all have had those moments when we celebrated and then all of a sudden we're heartbroken. Swayze said it this way: the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And if you've had an occasion in life, and all of us have, where you failed, perhaps you failed spiritually, perhaps you failed morally, perhaps you failed in other ways, do you know there's always seemingly more than most, people will come around and remind you of your failure. Yeah, he'll come, you know, you missed that. You missed that word, or you missed that opportunity, or why did you do that? I can't believe you did that. And they'll repeat that over and over again. Sometimes I will have things brought at me that I've done years ago. And that's the way of it. But you know that we serve such a beautiful Savior, Jesus Christ. He's such a wonderful person and being to know, because when we fail, he will not bring it up if we ask to forgive us. He will not bring it up again. That failure is far as the east is the west. And my friend, that's why you need to know Jesus. And if you'll hang in here for a few more minutes, we'll tell you how to know Jesus as your personal Savior. Well, back to the story. Israel knew no defeat. They only knew victory. Now, in chapter 7, there is a story of defeat. 36 men were dead, and the army was frightened. No doubt Joshua was confused and puzzled. Certainly, he expected an unbroken string of victories because he was on God's side. He was on the winning side. It was a winning season. A winning season. I've been following the Braves baseball team this year, and they're not having a winning season. In fact, I wonder sometimes if they're out there on the field. You know, it's a sign, isn't it? They're not having a winning season. But the manager of the Braves said, any moment we could go on a winning streak if we just do the fundamentals. The fundamentals of baseball. Catch, pitch, field, hit. Just those simple fundamentals. Of course, God's desire for Israel was for them to be victorious, and that was made possible through them obeying what he told them to do. So in verse 11, we see the curse that God proposed through the sin of Israel. Verse 11 says, Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. And they have even taken some of the things under the ban, and have both stolen and deceived. Moreover, they have also put them among their own things. In other words, they were hiding them. They were hiding their sin. Oh boy, we know exactly what that's about. Sin will be found out, but we try our best to hide it. Now, in this case, they were hiding the things that they were told not to take. They took something that didn't belong to them. And all kinds of motives you can go there. Have you ever had people take things that didn't belong to them from you? Yeah, of course we have. Some people have taken relationships away through false narratives, through false things about us. Some people have taken physical things like borrowed stuff and never returned it back. Yeah, all those type of things go on. But here's a more serious business, because this would be a tragedy that would last for years to come. So we see here that Achan portion of the treasure from Jericho, violating the commands of God, which in chapter 7, verse 1, clearly was a sanction against taking anything. As a result of Achan's sin, God removed his hand of blessing and protection from the Israelites, and that's in verse 12. Therefore, the sons of Israel cannot stand before their enemies. They turned their backs before the enemies, for they have become accursed. I will not be with you anymore unless you destroy the things under the ban in your midst. In other words, you got a clean house, Joshua. You got a clean house, and the curse is there, and it will always be there until you clean house. In other words, overconfidence, verses 2 and 3, an attitude of overconfidence reduced the size of the army. Remember, they had victory in A, and then they went up to this other town, and therefore they were defeated. They defeated at Jericho, and they went to A and were defeated. The people thinking that was, since Jericho went so well, we don't have to spend much energy on this one. They approached it with a not an overwhelming response. In the story earlier this year when the Iranian nuclear facilities were bombed, there was a plan there to have overwhelming air superiority to protect your tax dollar, which many of them were flying over that restricted airspace in Iran. And if Israel hadn't taken out all the air defenses, we may have been one or two B-2 bombers less. And that, my friend, is billions of dollars out of your pocket. And these men and women who flew these planes made it back safely to only by, I think, the protection of God. And so we see in there that I was a little more underwhelming than a battle than it that was taught. The Pentagon has all kind of plans. They have these plans that military strategists that know what they're doing, plans out these things so that minimal loss of civilian life and also military assets. But Jericho had given a false sense of security in what God was doing. They failed to trust God fully and understand and not lean on His truth, but did not lean on their confidence. So here we have these guys coming up. Christians and churches are susceptible of being overconfident, forgetting, like Samuel 1:17-47 says, the battle is the Lord's. Standing in our own strength without dependence on God through prayer leads to defeat. Disobedience knows that the failure of one man led to implication of the entire nation. In other words, your failure can implicate your entire family. It can indict your entire history. So that's why sin must be faced and must be brought out and must be repented. Left without help or hope in the midst of our failure, it has been said that it is bad to fall, but worse to wallow in it. The good news is that something can be done. A cure is near. Verses 19 through 20 of Joshua chapter 7. Then Joshua said to Achan, my son, I implore you, give glory to the Lord, the God of Israel, and give praise to him. And let me now what you have done. And tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me. So Achan answered Joshua and said, truly, I have sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel, and this is what I did. And then so when he confessed his sin, what happened? Well, at that point, look at verse 25. Joshua said, why have you troubled us? The Lord will trouble you this day. And all Israel stoned them with stones, and they burned them with fire, and they had stoned them with stones. So you may ask, why did, after his confession, did he, and was he killed? Well, that's a good question. When we fail, the death of something happens. It may be a death of relationship. It may be a death of positive consequences. And in this, the other folks watching this episode unfold, they may have thought, well, if he was forgiven and blessed, they could get by with it too. And so, hey, it is a downward spiraling slope, a slippery slope of sin that we need to fall on our knees each and every day because Jesus paid the penalty for our failures. And we need to seek his strength to go on and not fail again. So we have the confession in verses 19 and 20 I've just read. And then a correction was given by God, said in the beginning that sin brings death. And this is what happened to Achan. Not only Achan, his sons and daughters, and all that he had to the edge of the city and he was stoned there. Achan's sin brought tragic consequences. But before we think that God is too harsh, remember that God, the same God who punished Achan, sent his Son to deal with our sin problem through his death. Failure broke the heart of God to the point that he sent his Son as a solution for sin. My friend, the solution for our failures, the solution for those reminding us of our failures, are found in the precious gift of Jesus Christ, our Savior. If you like to know this Christ to be your Savior and be Lord of your life, it is simple as confessing and believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and came to earth to live as a man, died for our sins and failures, and resurrected on the third day. Nothing else, my friend. God made salvation so easy for us that it simply requires to believe in Him and trust Him as Savior and Lord. If you never really accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, would you like to do that right now? Do not delay or put it off. If you'd like to receive Christ by faith, pray this simple prayer in your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my failures and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust you and follow you as Savior and Lord. If you pray this prayer, let me be the first to welcome you to the kingdom of God. We'd like to know of your wonderful decision. And if you'd go to redsbranch.org and on the landing page there, fill out the form recording your decision. You can also rededicate your life or join the great work here at the church in the Aiken, South Carolina area. We'd love to hear from you in other ways. Send us a praise or prayer request by this following email address, redsbranchaiken@gmail.com. Once again, that address is redsbranchaiken@gmail.com. If you'd like to also send it through the mail, you can do it this way. To send your correspondence to Reds Branch Baptist Church, 390 Reds Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. Again, that address is Reds Branch Baptist Church, 390 Reds Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. From all of us here at Reds Branch, we have love you and want to see you. If you're in the area, come by and see us each Sunday and Wednesday night. God bless you till we meet again.
Thank you for listening.